Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
So, yeah, you know I love law. And I always advocate that people should at least try and study it if they can.
You love law and lawns.
That's funny. Yeah, but there's an aspect of law that will cover basically each and every aspect of your own life, right?
True.
So if you're dealing with family, there'll be family law, it's constitutional law, it's criminal law, there's all sorts of things. Yesterday, when we started the show, the story about Jay-Z had just broken. We chose not to do it then because we had other important things to discuss. But I think since December, we can have a discussion about it now. When you invited a very good friend of ours, Mpumelelo Sikalala, who's an expert when it comes to all things law. And I want to speak specifically about what it is that Jay-Z is facing, but then I want to make a general discussion about how some of these things usually play out. So with Jay-Z specifically, it's a civil case, right? Which means there's no criminal element to it. Even if, for example, he lost, it's not like he's going to go to jail. They'll just look for compensation or something else. And when you face that kind of a suit, you've got two decisions to make. The first one is, do you want to fight it and defend it? Or the second one is, yeah, okay, fine. Just do whatever they want. Sometimes they don't even want money. In this case, for example, the lawyer, Mr. Buzmi, said what they actually wanted was a mediation. And sometimes people say, hey, man, just apologize and I'm good. And that's a matter settled, you know? But there were two things that Jay-Z did specifically when I looked at it and I thought, I don't think that if he had a lawyer that he consulted, they would have told him to go about it this way. The first thing was the statement that he released. And generally, any lawyer that you speak to will tell you don't do that.
Messy statement.
Forget it being messy. You just don't want them to know your version of events until it's time to either file a response or you go to court, right? That's the one. And the second thing was that same statement that he put out under another one of his entities called Live Nation.
Rock Nation.
It's Rock Nation. Yes, yeah, Rock Nation. Yes, Rock Nation. My mistake. So, I want to speak maybe just about that last point, Zialala. When we speak about juristic entities, what is a juristic entity?
Well, good morning to you, Tenang, and also to Sol and the Kaya family. A juristic entity, it is a company, for example, which is going to be given semi-human characteristics, like it can be sued, it can sue, it would have a mouthpiece, it would have money, you'd be able to go and open a bank account. So it's basically a company which is able to deal with itself and be regarded as a separate entity compared to you. So if it is sued and they take all their money, at least you would have been saved. Now, if they sue Jay-Z and take all his money, the entity will still be able to continue and make money for the family. So that is a juristic entity in a nutshell.
Yes. Now, in your legal opinion, if you're being sued in your personal capacity, why are you getting a juristic entity involved in your personal matters?
I think that was one of the worst moves ever on two bases. Firstly, I always use this line, fight where it matters. If you're a boxer and you fight outside the ring, you're not going to win the fight. So wait up until you're in court and state all those statements and prove your innocence in front of a person where it's going to matter too. And secondly, don't drag your juristic entity into your internal fight. It's a personal matter. Call it that. So if you're going to release a statement, release it and say, it's me, Jay-Z. There's nothing to do with my entities at all. Or unless if you have an entity that manages brands for companies or for artists, and then you say, I'm one of their clients, and they're simply doing that on my behalf. And even if that was the case, even those entities, they do not put out their brand on the actual statement because they say, we do not want to be dragged into the public perception of whether what we're doing is correct or not. We still want to maintain our integrity. But all that you're going to do is to issue out the message to you. So for him, it was a bit of a bad move, especially in a civil case, because all that matters at the end of the day is going to be money. The lawyer on the other side saying that we simply want to talk simply says, give me the number so that I can take them to the client and see whether they tell you or not.
Now, I don't want to delve too deep into U.S. law because obviously we do not know US law. We study South African law, right? But we can speak in general terms because Jay-Z has countersued. He countersued about 3 weeks ago. And he said that this lawyer was trying to extort him. If you, as somebody who represents, for example, a plaintiff, and you come to me and you go, Mr. Dhlomo, as a defendant, we are giving you an opportunity to settle this matter. Is that extortion?
No, it's not. If I'm doing it within the bounds of what the law is saying. But I need to make sure that I've followed all the other processes, meaning I've issued out the summons, they're in your position. I'm then open. I send you a letter to say, well, we're open to negotiations, up to you. But if I do it in a manner in which I'm going to let the media know first before I let you know, then there could be insinuations that could, that can be there. But even then, within our context, we don't go to court. First, you start and say, legal practice counsel, here's a legal practitioner who's not behaving in a good manner. Can you please look into their conduct? Because there are quite strict rules that you have to play under. And then take it to court if you have won within the LPC. So for him to insinuate that or maybe to make those allegations, maybe it's a bigger strategy to say, we want to try and damper in the public perceptions what you are coming with. So we are going to attack you and the person making those allegations so that your credibility goes down. But I don't think that assisted him in any manner, because the way in which we work, we are trying to punish a person for doing a job in which they've been employed to do.
Now, when we get to the public perception, for example, and your reputation, it then kind of touches on a delictual matter, right? And when we speak of law of delicts, there's 5 points there. So there needs to be an act of wrongfulness that results in quantifiable damage, right? So I need to do something. That thing needs to be wrong. That thing that I've done needs to result in you being damaged to a point where you can calculate, I lost this match, right? You prove those 5 points, you've got a delictual case now. It's very difficult to do that when we're speaking about just reputation and people sending tweets, isn't it?
It's very difficult. I can see that you've been schooled in this. You know it very well. But in case of a company, you then go back and say, let me look at my sales before the statement came out. Let me look at my sales after the statement has come out. Is it a normal dip that carries on within the normal financial year, which is something which is extraordinary? Let me look how people have reacted within social media. And then I'll also take that. But it must also be quantifiable, for example, in terms of sales. So you'd go to all the media platforms that where music is sold and see, has it gone up? Has it gone down? If it has gone up, then unfortunately, you can't do anything about it. Which is why in our South African law, you then have a criminal element which is attached to it. I think it was a form of making sure that even if I can't be able to quantify the damage that I've incurred on a civil case, at least criminally, I'll be able to hold that person accountable. That's why we have what we call a common law crime called criminal injury. So it's basically saying you've defamed me, you've told something which was incorrect and something that has hampered my dignity, and by your statements or your actions, I want to hold you criminally liable.
Okay. And so, look, again, you know, I always ask for your opinion. Generally, when you are faced with a situation like that, what would be your advice to a general client? Because, again, as you pointed out, you fight the battle where it matters. But when you're somebody like Jay-Z, I suppose the public perception is also your arena. So you need to kind of be aware of that as well.
Yeah. But even if you do send a statement which is general. Don't go into the intimate details of your defense. Just saying that you are aware of what has taken place and we are currently dealing with it, but we categorically deny whatever has just been stated in the statement. End it there. And then simply carry on with your life as if nothing is taking place. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, you know that there's active work which is going on in terms of searching the facts of the matter, making sure that the law is on your side, making sure that all the witnesses and all the expert witnesses will be available on the day. And if there are negotiations which are going to be there, then start engaging with them, because not every case is worth going to court and paying all those amounts so that you are able to free your name. There are some cases where you just sit down and say, hey, you know, for the sake of peace and sake of looking at other things which are important, let me just settle. But if you have deep pockets and you can go to court and you're going to say, I don't mind about the money. All that I mind about is my integrity, is the history that I've built, and the history must record that I was exonerated, then definitely you can call the whole nine yards.
One last thing, because you brought it up now. Does settling imply guilt?
Not at all, depending on what the settlement is contributing. Yes, it may imply guilt in the members of the public, but to you, it does state that I do not want to incur all those expenses for something that I don't know that I'm not going to win anyway. You're using good money to chase after bad money. It's not going to make any difference. And it also depends on the thickness of your skin in terms of how you're going to handle individuals and public perceptions. But this is another thing that you must remember. Whether you win or lose, you are still going to be referred by someone who had rape allegations attached to them, defamation allegations attached to them, any other criminal elements attached to them. So that's not going to change. So if you're not going to get any joy out of whatever that you are going to win, and you're not going to get an opportunity to someone to say, but I won the case, I do not think it's going to be able to assist you.
Mm. Thank you very much for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I don't know when you're going to go on holiday, but when you do, enjoy it. And then we'll catch up with you next year.
Thank you very much for hosting me.
Sure. And that's pretty much it, man. This is... Law is very complex, and it's often a lot more deeper than what meets the eye.
This might be a stupid question, but I would really like to know, didn't Jay-Z release the statement on his jurisdiction entity, which is Roc Nation, because the lawsuit is, the civil suit is against Jay-Z, who just happens to be also part of the jurisdiction entity, which is Roc Nation. I feel like this is just me thinking out loud. If maybe they were suing or they were opening a case against Sean Carter, then he wouldn't have posted the statement on his Roc Nation page. Doesn't it play a role that they're opening a case against Jay-Z and not Sean Carter? And as a result, that's why he released a statement on his Roc Nation page?
No. So, in fact, the case, if you look at the papers, it is against Sean Carter. When you go to court, like, for example, if I was suing Saul, I wouldn't address it to Saul Penduga. I would address it to Solomzi. And then it's full government name, because this is a government matter, right? So they're suing him in his personal capacity. The reason why it doesn't make sense is because when you form a juristic entity, specifically for those reasons, it's a separate entity from the individual. If you wanted to combine the individual and the entity, you form what's called a sole proprietorship, right? There, the liability is just on the individual. But once you form another juristic entity, it's limited liability. This would be the same as if I was facing trouble, and then I said, Saul, go speak for me. Like, dude, Saul ungenapi. I'm the one who's facing trouble. So I must face the heat. So that's why that was a misstep on his part.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.